Good afternoon. After a pretty cloudy start to the day today, we are going to start to see some breaks of sunshine in that cloud cover. As the clouds continue to break apart, we could see some high clouds and some cumulus and stratocumulus clouds across portions of the higher terrain, though, throughout the portions of this afternoon. In general, though, a partly sunny forecast is going to work for most of the areas today, and we will see that increasing chance for some sunshine as we work our way further into the part of the day. We are expecting still continued cool weather, although not as cool as yesterday, with highs ranging mostly from the mid-60s over the higher terrain to lower 70s in the valleys. This is still well below normal for mid-June. Dew points will also remain in the comfortable range through Tuesday, with values mainly in the 40s to lower 50s. Nights are also going to remain rather cool due to radiational cooling and rather clear skies across large portions of the area, so overnight lows still looking to be mainly in the 40s to lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest will also contend with its own stretch of cool and dreary weather thanks to a pair of upper-level disturbances tracking overhead. Precipitation will fall primarily in the form of rain, but some snow could fall in the northern Rockies and Cascades due to the considerably cooler temperatures. Sandwiched between the cooler temperature regimes in the northwest and the east are hotter than normal temperatures enveloping the plains and upper Midwest today and into the first half of the week. A passing cold front looks to trigger thunderstorms over the northern plains today, most notably in the Dakotas, where a slight risk for severe weather is in place. The threat for severe storms diminishes over the north-central U.S. on Monday, but still cannot be ruled out. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 at Coolidge and at just northwest of Alloy, Arizona. And for the low, it was 25 degrees at Bogard Ranger Station in California. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 74. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 67, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 68. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 78 while the average low is 56. The record high of 96 was set back in 1892 while the record low of 39 was set back in 1970. Today's sunrise was at 5:16 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:35 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an additional 26 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon, and some portions will see more sunlight than others, as highs only reach near the upper 60s and a couple spots hitting 70 degrees. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as our highs reach towards the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down towards around the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the mid to upper 60s. A couple spots may hit that 70 degree margin. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down to low 50s and upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, our period of tranquil weather and cooler weather continues once again as we expect to see sunny skies across the region as highs reach towards the mid to upper 70s. Overall, another beautiful day. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.